WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Cook County's chief judge undercounted the number of murders allegedly committed by people out on bail. That's according to an investigation by the Chicago Tribune. Their story says the judge used flawed data and methods in a report he released about bail reform. The reforms have allowed more people to be released from jail while awaiting trial. Advocates say it corrects the problem of people who are being held just because they're poor and they don't have enough money to pay bail. Chief Judge Timothy Evans has argued the reforms have not led to an increase in crime. The investigation from the Tribune takes a closer look at the judge's data. I spoke with investigative reporter David Jackson earlier today, and I asked him to tell us what they found.
We found that the main study produced by Chief Judge Timothy Evans to support his initiative of bail reforms contained data that was flawed. It contained analytic methods that also were flawed and conclusions about the impacts of those reforms that were overstated.
And the Tribune went to court to force the chief judge to release more detailed court data. Why is it important that the Cook County courts be more transparent with their records?
Well, this is something that, for the sake of the people of Chicago, we really need to get right, Melba. There's no question that there's broad national bipartisan support for the idea that people should not be sitting in jail simply because they can't afford bail, especially those who are nonviolent low-level offenders. But there is a subpopulation of armed habitual criminals that are of great concern, especially to the neighborhoods already shaken by violence and crime in Chicago. This is something where we really need to know how this is working in detail. And the judge's study and his refusal to release data were basically thwarting that.
Your reporting pointed out flaws with the court's methodology. Do you think your new reporting shows that bail reform might actually be driving crime higher?
Our effort as journalists doesn't ask that question, Melba. We did force the judge to acknowledge that he has to change his policy about releasing data. He gave us an initial batch of data, which we analyzed shortly before publication, but we still don't have the underlying data that he used, nor do we have enough data to begin asking those very important sweeping questions. Our journalism was really limited to the smaller but still extremely important question, was the judge's study accurate and defensible and supportable? This is because this study is widely cited in a debate here in Chicago, and it's also really influential nationally.
David, ultimately, what do you think people should take away from your investigation here? Is it that we should move ahead with extreme caution when we're making reforms to bail?
I wouldn't use the word caution, Melba. I think it's a great question, but I would use the word extreme transparency. I think the authorities really need to get this right because this affects real people and especially affects neighborhoods that are already really struggling with violence and crime. And I think that the authorities who are implementing these reforms owe it to the public to be accountable and transparent. And I think we really do need careful, independent analysis of what's really happening on the streets. And we don't believe that the judge's study was providing that.
That's the Chicago Tribune's investigative reporter, David Jackson.